Hey guys, this is Dante from Glenn's team. I just want to say thank you for tuning into this episode of Energy Awareness Training. Hope you get a ton of value. Enjoy.
If it can get you to think, hey, you don't deserve it. Hey, you're not worthy. Hey, you know, you're messed up. You're never going to improve yourself. It's just a thought. It's an energy. It's not you. It's a low vibrational energy that wants to infiltrate your consciousness. So what do you do with it? Here's exactly how you can eliminate a negative thought instantly. Whenever you're feeling a thought that doesn't feel good or that's low vibrational energy, you look up, eyes looking up. Why? Because if you look up, it's impossible to be negative when you're looking up. Did you know that? Look up and try to be negative. Try to think a negative, try to be negative. Look up. You can't. It's literal. When people say, hey, things are looking up, when you're looking up, you're connected to high vibrational energy. Now, what about when you're going down? Now look down. How easy is it? Oh man, why is that? Our language is literal. When we say the guy's kind of down today, you know what people looking down? You look at people who are depressed or street people. You know they're looking down, right? So what do we do about this? This is how to eliminate negative thinking on the spot. Look up and ask the question, whose thoughts are these? Where is this coming from? Snap your fingers at least 3 times and say, how does it get any better than this? What does that do? You've identified the negative entity. You've called it out, just like that mosquito. Anytime you make a finger, you snap your fingers, you clap your hands, that dissipates energy. And then you're asking a question, how does it get any better than this? You're asking a question to the universe, not how does it get any worse, how does it get any better? Okay, so let's illustrate this now. Everybody close their eyes for a minute. I want you to remember your favorite negative thought. It's not your favorite, I'm being facetious, but the thought, you know the thoughts that plague you? You got one or two of them that are big ones. You're not worthy, you don't deserve it, things are never gonna improve, you've been dealing with this your whole life, you know, like that. Everybody got that? Everybody got that? Got your thought? Okay, open your eyes. Okay, here we go. Repeat after me. Everybody look up and repeat after me. Whose thoughts are these?
Whose thoughts are these?
Where's this coming from?
Where's this coming from?
Snap your fingers 3 times. Take a breath. Say, how does it get any better than this? Now, where's that thought? Where's the thought? Dang, it worked. How cool is that? How cool is that? That is amazing. Now, this is tool number one. We got a couple more to give you today. But understand from this point on, you never have to be a victim of negative thinking. When you go to a meeting and people say, my thoughts are plaguing me, you go, too bad you don't know the 3 questions. Whose thoughts are these? How does it get any better than this? What else is possible? So let's try this again. Try to get another negative thought, just for exercise. I mean, now it's kind of ludicrous, isn't it? I mean, these negative thoughts, but you know, we all have some. You know, it's the standard, I don't deserve it, you're not worthy, okay. Things aren't gonna improve, you're stuck in whatever your thing is, okay? Okay, everybody got it? Let's go through this one more thing. Open your eyes, looking up. Repeat after me. Whose thoughts are these?
Whose thoughts are these?
Where is this coming from?
Where is this coming from?
Snap your fingers 3 times, take a breath. Exhale and say, how does it get any better than this?
How does it get any better than this?
Notice that kind of puts a smile on your face. Now, when I learned this, I used to have terrible attack thoughts. Oh man. And when I wake up in the morning, they just jump on me. I get up in the middle of the night, they jump on me. It was like a gang tackle. They would just torment me and I didn't know what to do with it. Now, completely gone. I am, and it will be for you too if you practice this tool. Because what I'm showing you how to do is take back control of your thought process and your emotional being. This is what we're doing here. You have the power to be positive and connect to higher power frequency at any minute of the day. It's only your low power frequency that says that you don't have the power. And that's the problem out there. That's the human condition. People are walking around feeling powerless. I'm powerless over this. Why? Because your lower power is telling you this. But when you're connected to higher power energy, you're in full control. And that and lower power energy, as a law, has to bow down and has to give way to higher power energy. That's the way it is. So it's like the Wizard of Oz. You guys remember that movie? You know, it looked like he was the great and powerful Oz, you know, on the screen, but it was just this little guy in the booth, right, with the thing. That's all that lower power is. Lower power energy is just a little man in the booth trying to get at you. So if you use this tool, this tool number one that we use, you'll never be a victim of negative thinking again. How cool is that? Any questions on this? Okay, shoot.
Sometimes the negative thoughts are so clever that they trick you into thinking they're not even negative thoughts and they're just the way it is. And you just kind of like leave it for a while and then it takes you down and you're like, oh, wait a second, I feel shitty. Then just do it there and you realize, or what's a good way to sort of snap out of it? Because sometimes we don't realize it, we get sucked in without even being aware.
Good question. Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How do we know if a thought is from lower power energy or higher power energy?
If it feels good or bad.
Right. So how does that thought that you're talking about feel?
The question or the...
No, what you just said. You said sometimes you have a thought.
Oh, those are negative. Yeah. They feel bad. Yeah.
Lower power energy. Bing, bang, boom. I want you guys to get to the place where it's a reflex. Not feeling good. Lower power energy is trying to mess with me. Okay, whose thoughts are these? Where is this coming from? How does it get any better than this? You do that. I when I first learned this, I was doing this 25 times a day. Then it got down to 20. Then it got down to 15. Then 10. Now I do it maybe once every couple of days now, because as crazy as it seems, lower power energy knows not to mess with you. The higher you go in high vibrational energy, it says, you know, I can't mess with this one. I'll go find somebody else. It's not worth it.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Energy awareness training is so powerful. It literally is the difference between you living an empowered, successful, passionate, happy life and drowning in misery, pain, and negativity. Okay, energy awareness training is the foundation. It's the most important skill you can master in life because it touches every aspect of your life. Your energy is your success. It's the results you get. It's all related to energy. It's all tied into the energy you carry with you on a daily basis. If you're suffering and hurting from trauma, if you're hanging on to things in the past that are hurting you, it's holding you back and limiting you. All the limiting beliefs, all the pain, the self-attack, all comes from not being aware of your energy and having it be stuck, congested, and just holding you in low vibration. So if you want to shift out of that, if you're ready to take your life to the next level, eliminate pain, eliminate the trauma, and start crushing it, being empowered, being happy, being excited to wake up in the morning, then head to Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N.com. Again, GlennAckerman.com. And you can find some very, very, very useful resources there. In addition to that, again, I hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you got a ton of value from this episode, please, please, please send this episode to one other person so they can benefit as well, right? Join the movement. Be a part of this movement of helping people heal themselves and crush it and be successful in life, okay? Send it to your friend, send it to your mom, send it to a relative, whoever you think is gonna benefit the most, just send it to one person, please, if you got value. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We love you, Glenn loves you. We're sending you a ton of good energy, a ton of love, and we'll see you in the next episode.